Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
This is it. From humble beginnings.
Who will rise above them all?
26 rounds of footy. One winner. One chance at immortality. For McDonald's. Triple M Rocks the Footy.
And welcome back to Sunday Triple M NRL. Our game at 4 o'clock today sees the Sharkies travel to Wollongong to take on the St George Illawarra Dragons. Dan's going to call that one for you with Gerds and Gordy Tallis. 30 seconds in, obviously no score Melbourne Doggies, but that game is underway. Those scores, as always, thanks to Tyre Power. Gordon Tallis, we welcome in for this hour. Ryan Girdler. Gerds, it's great to see you,
hey,
my friend.
Maroon. Great to see you as well. How's your week been?
It's been very, very busy. We've had a lot of functions.
You went on a road trip with Dell, didn't you?
I did, yeah. We've been up to the beautiful Central Coast via the Pioneer Hotel in Penrith.
Cool.
Where we did one for
MG, that's his local.
He was off doing his walk for charity up around Lapston there somewhere, okay. Up towards Lithgow. Mm. Well, I come back to you because we've got some hot off the mail. As we used to say in the old days in radio, here is a Triple M news flash with Hoops. He's got the scoop on who the halfback will be for New South Wales Origin.
Yeah, a lot of talk today, Maroon, has obviously been about who is going to wear the Blues number 7 jumper, and it looks as though young Nathan Cleary, the Panthers incumbent, who did the job and was successful in that winning series last year, has got the gig. So there's been a lot of left foot stepping and right foot stepping, and it's like you at a Sugar Reef nightclub in the old days because of the injury to Luke Keary on Friday evening. Luke Keary was obviously such a strong chance of being the Blues 5-8, and there has been a variety of combinations thrown up in the aftermath, but it looks as though now, set in stone, it will be Nathan Cleary. Jack Whiten, we're getting word, is most definitely there. He'll be the utility on the interchange bench, and Nick Kotrick is the other name that's also...
is Kotrick on the wing?
...been confirmed. Not sure if he's going to be on the wing or in the centres, Gordy, but he definitely... I think you'll find the Raiders have been informed that he is going to be part of that Blues squad.
And so that's the scoop there, though, that Nath Cleary will be the New South Wales.
Well, Brandy was leaning towards him. So when you listen to Brandy's voice, and he doesn't mince his words, and there's no reason for Brandy to lie. He just said, listen, I'm what Cleary brings to the footy side. He goes, he's not going to win. He's not going to set up 3 or 4 tries, but he's going to kick. He plays with high energy. He's got really good defence. He doesn't miss tackles. And that's probably what they need in a halfback for New South Wales.
Jeez, Hoops, I'm proud
of
you,
mate. Which reminds me a lot of Mitchell Pearce.
I'm proud of you, Hoops. You've finally brought something. It's taken you a few years, but finally you've given us a scoop.
Thanks, Anthony.
Can we call you Scoop for the rest of the day?
Do you know what?
A scoop of vanilla.
He hasn't been in the studio. Scooping it up.
Scoop.
Mate, is that what you got to do? Make a million phone calls to get that information?
On a day like today, Gordon, yeah, for sure, because obviously it's the most important time of the year, and they pick, you know, the sides are finalised or very close to finalised. We've still got 2 games to go. There's a number of Queenslanders going around in this game between Melbourne and the Dogs.
Obviously, the big decision now is about the 6. And what happens?
New South Wales,
with New South Wales, and I guess there's been a lot of chat over the last couple of days, and with all the injuries developing about club combinations and how important they are, which makes a lot of sense. But if you've gone with Cleary now, does that bring Maloney back into the discussion?
It's a good question. I think you'll find it's Cody Walker.
Yeah, and he obviously deserves a spot, but you also got to take into consideration this first game's at Suncorp.
Yeah.
And playing for New South Wales, going to Suncorp, you know if you're going to win, you're going to win late, and you know you're going to have to win off the back foot.
I tell you what.
Because Queensland come out of the blocks at Suncorp. So the consideration now, obviously, around the 6 comes to how much experience, who goes up there, what's your game plan. If you've picked your 7 in Nathan Cleary, what do you need out of your 6? And what do you expect from Queensland? Because Suncorp's a different beast.
Hey, just on that, I'm sort of amazed how people, and that's your job, but for me, I don't care. Like, I'm in the game, and it affects me on who plays for Queensland because I want to know. But until Kevy sits there and does the press conference, like, I come here at 12 o'clock and you're asking me, and I'm mates with Kevy. I've never asked him, and I was with Lockie on the plane. I actually don't care. Do people care that much to know the team before it runs out next week, next Wednesday? Like, it's got a week to talk about it. Like, it doesn't worry me that much. Does it worry you, Gerds?
Who's in the side?
Yeah, like,
not
right now?
Not really,
until they announce it?
No.
No. That's the nature of the media industry, Gordon, is that they'll always, wherever there's big decisions about to be made,
aren't the papers out?
I actually get really excited for the players. This is the time of year that I sort of obviously look at all the articles, and we talk footy so much, obviously, over the weekends, that I get excited for the players, and it makes me actually think about James Roberts at the moment, you know, and I'm not sure what's going on away from football for James at the moment, and I don't know him personally, but the opportunity, you know, for that right centre spot, I mean, everyone's talking about that. I mean, that was his. I just wonder how he's feeling now that, you know, you're going into the best 6 weeks of your footballing life, basically, other than when you get to play grand finals. I wonder where he's at now, if he's got any just regrets or resentment about, you know, whatever's taken place there to get him into this situation where he's given up his spot. And the sad thing is for New South Wales, unlike in the halves and the 5/8s where we've got, you know, guys that have been in great form putting up their hand to play that position, we don't have really anyone at the moment that's done that in this right centre spot. So he only needed to, you know, go through and be consistent with the Broncos and get the job done on a weekly basis, and he's about to walk into another Origin series.
Hey, Gertz, I want to ask you this, but when the Origin sides were picked or Australia back when we were playing, no one told you. You had to. So did you drive around and turn the radio on to hear?
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah. You get a phone call.
But now they've got to be rung.
Yeah,
to be told whether they're in, whether they're out, why they missed out, why. Please.
The worst one is, Gordy, when
that does my head in. Mate, you didn't make it because you're not good enough. You're not in the top 17 at the moment. Harden up.
The worst one is when you're actually thinking that you're probably going to make the side and you hear on the radio and your name's not called out. It happened to me once, and I had to pull over and get out of the car. I was so pissed off, you know. Yeah. I didn't deserve to be in the side. We were having a bad year, and it was the first time, you know, you go through those periods when you're sort of in the Australian sides and in the New South Wales sides, and my name didn't get called out.
It's still a bust, mate.
Was that New South Wales or Australia?
It was Australia. It was the test. I played Origin 2001. And then I think we got the spoon in 2001, so obviously no finals. Yeah. And then the tour going at the end of 2001, I hadn't received. I'd done all the sort of training, ready to go, thinking, you know, hopefully I'm in it, you know. And then they said, oh, and the Australian side's been announced, and they announced it on the radio, and I was driving the car. I pulled over. It took me a while to get over that. Actually, I don't know if I'm still over it.
I wonder if anyone's considered this, though, Hoops. Only a small thing, but if they were to go now with Maloney as well, just say they go Maloney and Cleary, then, and the other option might have been Walker and Reynolds, then they've gone for the 6 and 7 of the team that's coming last over the 6 and 7 of the team that right now is 4 points ahead of anyone on the ladder. That would never have happened before.
Like a true South Sydney fan, you've raised a very good
Forget
point.
Forget about
no,
that.
No, it's not South.
You've raised a very good point. Mm. That's not going to happen. So the way that it's been explained at the moment is that Cody Walker has been told that he will be in the side. So he will be the New South Wales number 6. And Nathan Cleary will be the New South Wales number 7. So I don't think they're going to go with Jimmy Maloney and Cleary.
And you've got to think that even though they've got that club combination down, to take a guy that was sort of on crutches last night, and he's coming into a new system, which is obviously Freddie, Brandy and Bedsy's system at New South Wales. So they need him on the training ground. They need to get as much preparation as they can into these guys, even though they do have those club combinations. When I saw Adam Reynolds walking around or limping around at the end of last night, I thought to myself, if I'm a selector now for New South Wales, it's going to be hard to pick this guy based on what I'm seeing now, regardless of, you know, what happens. He left in a boot, I think. And it's really unfortunate for Adam, but that's the game sometimes. Mm.
Brandy Alexander was calling the game for Fox, and I think Andrew Voss actually said to him during...
Is that you, Maroon?
Yeah, it was. Okay. It was.
What? Yeah.
I'm just going to make a serious point, and then we'll get back to that. Yeah. Andrew Voss actually said to him during the call, Brandy, it looks as though the colour is draining out of your face by the second. It looks as though you've gone. Because I believe that was the plan. Right. On the back of Luke Keary being injured, we spoke about the club combinations earlier, Gordon. And
yeah, well, it just happens under fatigue that, you know, Gerge, you can, when like you're playing with Gowie or whatever, you just can call a little play because you've played with each other so much when there's nothing on. There's that little play that you might do out at Penrith, and it works. Mm. And that's what New South Wales would have had with Cook, Reynolds and Walker.
For sure.
Just under the pump, they could just put on that little South play or whatever.
Yep.
And they don't tell anybody else on the team, but they know that'll work.
All right.
Now we'll get back to Anthony, our esteemed host over here.
Yeah.
Do you want to inform everybody what just unfolded when we were trying to have serious conversations?
Any idea what you're talking about?
It was a very...
What's that tuna done to your bodily function?
I asked young Sam if he could put the football on it. I jumped off my chair. Could the chair have made a noise? I don't know. I've got no idea.
We actually have headphones on, so we couldn't hear your chair making any noise.
I don't even know what you're suggesting. Okay. So can I ask what you're even suggesting?
Well,
we leave it there.
Listen, just get the Glen 20 out.
Let's just leave it there. Nil all Melbourne and the Dogs. We're going to come back and speak to the coach of the Newcastle Knights, Nathan Brown. They've won five straight, the Mighty Knights. So you guys listening through Triple M Newcastle, stick around. We'll have him on the show next as Triple M rocks the footy. Sunday Triple M NRL, a D game this afternoon. Dragons, Cowboys live from 4 o'clock. It's the Melbourne Storm and Canterbury right now. 10.5 gone there. No score in that game for Taipower. Gordy Tallis, Ryan Girdler. So too, it's James Hooper and Maroon. And we're going to talk to the coach of the Newcastle Knights, an old mate of all of ours, Nathan Brown. Brownie, welcome to the show.
Maroon, how are you, bud?
I'm fantastic. Congratulations. 5 weeks, a long time in rugby league. 5 games in a row. What about your boys on Friday night?
Yeah, the boys certainly had a good shot at it. You know, obviously the Roosters were down Cooper and then Luke Keir went off, but I thought the intensity we went about the game with our defence and the physical part of it, I think, you know, we did that really well as we did against St George. So to be able to back it up and do it against another quality forward pack was pleasing.
Brownie, what's the big change in the last 5 weeks for yourself? What's something that you've noticed, mate?
Probably... Gordy, you know, we thought we were competing reasonably well without having much polish in our attack, and I suppose the hard work was probably not getting much reward, but as our attacks improved a little bit, and I suppose the reward we've got for the hard works, I know that's give the boys that little bit extra, but we're certainly they've got the physical part of the game right. We seem to be doing pretty well against the opposition there with our forwards, which gives Piercy and Kale and those blokes a good opportunity. But I think, you know, we felt at the start of the year when we sort of lost those few, apart from obviously the Gold Coast game where we had the strip out, we felt the other games were certainly in the fight a lot, but we were lacking, a little in one or two little areas of the 1%ers, I suppose, but more importantly, we lacked a little bit of polish. But you know, obviously, Piercy's form's probably helped bring some other players into the game a little bit. But as a whole, I think the whole intensity of our defence has probably been at a higher quality for longer periods, and that's given us plenty to play off.
Brownie, it's a funny game, rugby league, isn't it? You go back 6 weeks and all the talk was that you were probably going to be the first coach sacked this season. What's that like when you go through that? Because obviously the turnaround from a club point of view has been outstanding.
Yeah, look, I've been fortunate to be coaching for a long time now. I've been in some good situations and bad ones, and I'd like to think I've handled some bad ones good, and I'd also know that I haven't handled them as well when I was a younger coach. So I knew we sort of stuck to our guns. The players are a good bunch of blokes, and there certainly is some players, you know, in some key positions that can be quite influential, you know. So, you know, with Clement Glasman, those blokes' experience in the middle part of the field now, with, you know, Piercy's experience at half, and obviously Caleb had that deep bit of brilliance there at the back, you know, I was confident. If we got, you know, we got our defence going good, if we kept that going well as a group, and things would slowly turn, and you know, you certainly, you know, I did expect our Parramatta performance against Gold Coast, if I be truthful, you know, we were a bit off against Manly, and I thought we would have got some good lessons out of that, and we trained great coming into the Gold Coast. We trained as good as we've trained in the past 5 or 6 weeks, but it went wrong, and it went wrong badly, and whether that was a catalyst to turn us around or not, but yeah, as I said, you know, probably. You know, I've been coaching a long time and I've been in some different situations, and I'd like to think over the course of the journey you get some good lessons.
Brownie, what about the makeup of the side moving forward? Mate, you obviously got Danny injured over the weekend. You're going to miss probably 3 or 4 other guys. You're going to go move on into representative honours. And you've got a guy like Kurt Mann. What have you made of his start of the season? And he's doing a good job for you at 6 at the moment, isn't he?
Yeah, Kurt's done a great job. When we bought Kurt, you know, we obviously, you know, we've looking at bringing him in as a bloke who can play some dummy half and other spots. You know, with the situation with Slade and Tower, you know, we're sort of, you know, a little bit short in both those areas. So we thought Kurt can definitely come in and cover a number of areas, and we knew he'd be in the team somewhere. And as it's turned out, you know, probably if you asked at the start of the year, you probably would have thought, you know, one and hooker and probably centre were probably going to be the more likely ones. But as it turned out, you know, we've watched him. He'd done a fair bit of training at 5'8", and we sort of worked that after the Canberra game. We thought that 5'8" might be his best spot for our team, and unfortunately, he was injured for 3 or 4 weeks. But look, he's done a great job for us, and you know, we don't want to move him now. But you know, state of origin injuries may make that happen. But the other day, he played 5'8", and then he went to hooker for us after we lost Caelan as well as Denny. So he did it well, and yeah, he's just a good, competent footballer, and he's a great competitor, so he'll always have a spot. But we would like to keep him in one spot if we could, but how possible that is with the injuries and state of origin, only time will tell.
What are you thinking with the nine?
Oh, well, obviously, Connor was great the other day, but, you know, obviously we've got the situation with Caelan and Queensland now, so, you know, Connor's, you know, probably our next best option at fullback as well. And, you know, where we are with our back situation, you know, we've got a couple of really, really good young backs. One's got a broken thumb. He's youngster for Toa, so he's not quite right. Another one, young Simi, he's only 18. He's got some problem with his back at the moment. And then young Brad McVest, he's not allowed to play because he's only 17. But they're all really good young players who we have high hope for, but for different reasons aren't available at the minute. So, you know, what we can do with our back line will probably determine what we do with Connor, you know. So, but, you know, again, Connor's, I thought his game the other night was his best game for this year. And, you know, that sort of utility role, and hooker seemed to suit him great, but he's good at fullback as well. So I suppose we'll just have to see where we sort of sit with injuries and who actually does make Origin.
Speaking of Origin, Brownie, what's the latest with Mitchell Pearce? Those 5 man-of-the-match performances in a row on the back of his leadership being questioned and his commitment to his profession being questioned. But has he picked up a little injury or...?
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a groin problem, Hoops, and it's not a disaster, but it's one that'll get worse over time. And if we were to play this week, he wouldn't train all week, and then if he played with us, it'd be a touch-and-go one. But if he doesn't do anything for the week with us and rest it up and does his rehab and that, he should get a full week's training the following week coming into the South game. It should be okay, but it's one of those ones where you push him and keep playing, it's got the potential to get worse and become a major problem. And obviously, being a kicker, we don't want to take that. We wouldn't want to take that risk with him ourselves. So that's where he's at the moment. But it's not a disaster, but it's certainly something that needs monitoring.
Is his elbow all right, mate, or is his arm? He seemed to be grabbing at that arm a little bit during that good win Friday night. Mind you, it didn't stop him throwing one of the best passes we've seen all season shortly after that.
Yeah, I think his arm's all right. He's certainly been putting his body on the line, so hopefully we can get him to, I suppose, manage his defensive load a little bit. But he's certainly been putting himself out there, and he's expending a lot of energy. But as far as I know, he's okay there, mate. The groin is probably the only real thing we have any issue with at the moment.
Hey, Brownie, there's a photo in the paper today, mate. Went and cooked the barbecue for the juniors, mate. How did little Jacko play?
he's got a good little team. There's a little young fellas in there. They're a good group, and I think they had a nice win the other day. But yeah, it was good fun. Betsy was there with me. A great club down there at South. We've got, you know, Craig Smith down there, Mark Hughes, Regan Tenner, Matty Hilda. There's 1,000 old NRL players. You go down and pick up the kids from training, there's drills running everywhere. And Andrew Ryan's wife, sort of Bobcat's wife, she runs the club, and they're a great club, a really, really good organisation. I don't get to do too much there, but my barbecuing skills are pretty good the other day, Gordy. I couldn't see people happy.
So that club's just under the salary cap, hey, with all those players?
Oh, mate, I reckon that with the ex-general players and the cage and stuff, they'd probably be bumping the budget a bit, yeah.
Tell you what, Brownie, you get, as you pointed out, a week off this week for the split round, then this is going to be a massive clash Friday week, ANZ Stadium. 2 dozen buses coming down from Newcastle, Rabbitohs and Newcastle. Obviously, you blokes won 5 in a row, but this is a massive test in Sydney.
Yeah, you still a Rabbitohs man, Maroon?
Oh, yes. 100%, Brownie.
Hey, good on you. They're going well, the Rabbits. They've had an outstanding year to date. And obviously, you know, they had a finish in that sort of equal first last year, and then Wayne's obviously come in and used a bit of his experience and changed one or two small things, and they're going outstanding, you know, so they're going to be a side that I think if they can hold their squad together, I think we'd all agree at the end of the year they're going to be punching away in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, he's thinking with his big head again.
Yeah, don't get me involved, all right? Don't leave me out of it. I've got other things to worry about.
Yeah. Good on you, Brownie. We're pleased to see you doing so well, old mate, and we'll see you in Sydney in a couple of weeks' time.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
There he is, bud. NRL coach of the Newcastle Knights, great fella, Nathan Brown. And congratulations to our audience through Triple M Newcastle. Five straight, your blokes really looking, you know, deep inside the top eight now and be looking to cement a top four finish for the mighty Newcastle Knights. But anyway, we will talk about them in the course of the next couple of weeks when they'll have some players missing for Origin, etc., etc. A brand new segment here called Believe It or Not. We're going to do that shortly and talk about the best buys of 2019 with Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler, James Hooper and Maroon as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's, Triple M footy.
Welcome back to Sunday Triple M NRL. Melbourne 8, Bulldogs 0. And that game is at the traditional home of the Doggies, Belmore Sports Ground. All right, so this throughout the NRL Indigenous round, we'd like to take the chance to recognise the NRL School to Work program. The School to Work program is an education and employment program that utilises the positive profile of rugby league to support and encourage young Indigenous Australians to stay at school, secure a job and be a legend for themselves, their families and their community. Find out more, nrl.com/community. It is Indigenous Round. If you haven't heard the news yet, James Hooper has confirmed the New South Wales Origin halfback will be Nathan Cleary. On the back of that, our boss here at Triple M, Buzzard, Brad McNamara, said, for the remainder of the show, can Gordy and Gertz refer to him not as Hoops, but as Scoops, because he got the scoop there. So, James Scooper, we'll call you Scoops, and it's time for this.
Believe it or not.
Now, we did this segment last week, and we wanted to can it, but as it turns out, our producer...
I think it was... Yeah.
This is your segment, mate, so I want you to own it. Yeah, well, I want you to own your segment. Don't look outside
now. Can I tell you something?
You own it.
Yeah, well, our producer, Chica, as they call him, Charlie White, I said, let's can this. I went to the big boss, went right at the top, said, let's can this. This buff-head Chica wants to do this segment. It's no good. Turns out Chica's father is the chairman of the company, so we just love this segment, and we want to do it every hour. It's called Believe It or Not. Believe It or Not. Yeah. So, boys, rip into this because it's a great segment.
Get us a coffee, Charlie.
All right, here we go. Believe It or Not. New South Wales are clear favourites to win this year's series. Do you believe that, Gordon?
Oh, I believe that they're favourites, yes, but... You know, Origin's not about favourites. Our footy game's not about favourites. If you look at this round of footy, you know what I mean? But after three games, yeah, every underdog won. So Australia's about underdogs. So, but New South Wales will be favourites going into the series, no doubt.
Believe it or not, Gerds, New South Wales are clear favourites to win this year's series.
Yeah, I think they're favourites to win the series, but I think they go into every series favourite, don't they? I'm not sure if they'll go into the first game as favourites up there at Suncorp, but look, I think that's just something that the playing group and the coaching staff need to deal with every year. Like, they had Smith, Thurston, Slater, Inglis, Cronk, and we were favourites after they'd won five or six in a row. Yeah. So why wouldn't we be this year?
Scoops, what about you?
I don't believe that the Blues should be favourites to win the series based on what's happened in the last 48 hours. So Luke Keary getting injured. Obviously, Adam Reynoldson hurts his leg last night. I think.
What do you mean? You've got the in-form number six.
Yeah,
and just, your halfback from last year.
Yeah, it's a very good question.
Is Walker going that much better than Munster?
Oh, well, they're both the same, aren't they? But yeah. you're not picking someone that's out of form, mate. You're picking a bloody good number six.
Yeah, but I think Luke Keary, what he did.
So are you.
Yeah, good one, yeah.
And you got a good number one, too.
Mm, decent number one.
Yeah, he's good, yeah.
Yeah, one of the best players in the competition.
Yes, I agree.
Our number one's okay as well.
So based on that, and based on the fact that the first game's at Suncorp and then the next game's in Perth, they don't get back to Sydney till game three, I actually think that the Maroons deserve to be favourites, Maroon.
Okay.
So I do not believe it.
What do you love about
that work?
Well, now, don't say anything, Gordon, but we were driving here and he told me this crazy joke about Chinese food, and every time I look at him, I think of the joke. Okay, Knights are premiership contenders. Knights are premiership contenders, believe it or not. Knights are premiership contenders,
absolutely,
believe it or not.
Mate, absolutely. To go on a run, every side loses games. You know, you look at the Roosters now, they could lose a couple more through the origin period, but the roster they've got, the forward pack they've got, Brownie's doing a fantastic job, and to have Mitchell Pearce playing the way he is and Ponga at the back and Clemmer and the forward pack doing what they do, yes, absolutely.
Knights are premiership contenders. Do you believe it or not, Ryan Girdler?
Yeah, I think they tick all the boxes in those key positions, as Gordon spoke about. Momentum's a wonderful thing. They're going to be really hard to beat up there in front of, like, if they can get 20 to 30,000 up there in that stadium every couple of weeks that they play there, they're going to be certainly, it's a tough place to go and play. Given the fact that they're probably going to have two guys involved, you would say Ponga, obviously, and Clemmer are going to be the two guys in the next 6 weeks that are out of action. Pearce is going to be okay for their next game, so can really gain some momentum through this period. And Levi's going to be out as well, so that might make it a little bit tougher for him. But they're in the running, Maroon, and I think they'll be there when the whips are cracking.
8-0.
What are you
Maroon,
laughing at, Maroon? What do you keep smiling
8-0.
At? Like a
8-0, mate, and your
some sort
order's
of
ready.
Child over.
Yeah, and your order's ready.
But Scoops, believe it or not, the Knights are going to are genuine premiership contenders.
I do believe they are genuine premiership contenders, Anthony. On the back of the way they played over the course of the last 5 weeks, it's one of the best stories of the season, the way that they've been able to turn around a 1-5 start and then go 5 straight on the back of Mitchell Pearson, Kalyn Ponga, David Clemmer. It's been superb. What's going on, Anthony?
Is this
segment being nominated for more awards all around the world?
I knew this segment would work if you guys backed it up. Yeah. I always had faith.
Well, and
you
consider this working or not?
Yeah, I'm considering that this is working.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
What about how you tried to take it off track orienteering about some joke that Gordon made about
don't
the
go
car.
There, Gordon, because it'll get us all in trouble. Let's not even bring it up again. Despite winning, the Penrith Panthers are still favourites for the Wooden Spoon. Ryan Girdler, do you believe that or not?
Despite winning, the Penrith Panthers are still favourites. Are they favourites for the Wooden Spoon? No, I don't believe that.
Right, okay, good.
No,
good.
I don't believe that they should be favourites.
Are you speaking with your heart or your head?
A little bit of both.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I still think that they've got a couple of wins in them in probably the next... How many rounds we've got to go?
We're not halfway through yet, so there's plenty of rounds to go, yeah. 12, 13 rounds.
I think they can shake the tag. I think they'll get a little bit of momentum. They did the things that they needed to do to get that win. It wasn't pretty, but all the areas that they needed to improve were a lot better. So they showed some good signs, and hopefully they can take that into the Origin period.
I don't think they're favourites to win the Spoon. I think that they're a better side than that, and they just need to grind out a few wins and they'll get on a roll, the Panthers.
As sure as night follows day, the Titans will win the Wooden Spoon. Scoops, what about you? I'm joking, Gordon. I'm joking.
I'll tell your joke. Well, I'll tell your joke on air.
All right, well, if you tell that joke, you and I will both be spending a lot of time, a lot of leisure time around the Gold Coast, so we'll support them. Now, despite winning the Penrith Panthers...
It'll double their home crowd figures.
Despite... Oh,
mate, God.
Sorry, Gordon. Right. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was low.
Scoops, despite winning, the Penrith Panthers are still favourites for the Wooden Spoon. Do you believe that or not?
No, I don't believe that the Panthers are still favourites for the Wooden Spoon.
Final one here. The 2019 Premiership is the South Sydney Rabbitohs to lose. Do you believe that or not?
Did you write these questions?
No, I did not.
Okay.
The 2019 Premiership is the South Sydney Rabbitohs to lose. Do you believe that or not, Hoops?
Give it to me again, Marin. I'm a bit...
Yeah, I know. He said it all backwards.
The 2019 Premiership is the South Sydney Rabbitohs to lose.
This is what we call champagne radio. the competition is still open enough. It's too early to say one side is going to win it in round 11, Maroon. So, mate, no, I don't believe... I think that's what you're saying. I don't believe the Bunnies are over the line yet.
Well, this isn't champagne radio. This is no-frills lemonade radio right here. What about you, Gerds?
Yeah, no, I'm saying that it's not theirs to lose.
Okay. Final one here.
No, it's not theirs to lose. I concur with Ryan.
Well, we're getting a lot of good feedback now via the emails about this segment, which is fantastic.
Can you read one out to us?
We will do it again. Yeah, I can read one out to
us.
Who's emailed in?
Sasha from Brooklyn says, "Hi, guys. Maroon, love you. You're a legend. Love your footy calls. Love you on this show.
Long time listener.
Is that the one that lives under the bridge up there?
I don't know where she lives out there. Says, love the segment. Bit of work to do, but hashtag work in progress. So thank you very much, Sash, for that feedback.
Thanks, Sash.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and talk about this game this afternoon, the local derby, the Sharkies and the Dragons in beautiful tropical Wollongong. When we return, and Triple M rocks the footy.
Triple M rocks the footy right across the Triple M network, and make sure you join us for the best coverage on radio for Origin. Danganane will lead the call team, all ex-Origin superstars. 7.5 left in the first half at Belmore. Melbourne 8, the Dogs 0, and that score is all thanks to Tyre Power. Go and see them. You get great service and you get great deals on the best tyres, but you get good advice too, because tyres are a pretty important part of the makeup of your car. Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler, James Hooper and Maroon. I thought we got a couple of minutes here, boys. I could ask you the question, who is your best buy of 2019? We're not halfway through the season yet, but we're well and truly into the workings of it. What about you, Ryan? You got a best buy?
Oh, I think it's hard to go past the Knights' purchase of David Clemmer in the off-season and what he's been able to provide for that side. And I think the form of Pearce and Ponga are the guys that we're sort of talking about at the moment. But I think he averages up around 190 metres per week. He really leads that forward pack. He's got a wealth of experience. He's got some young guys around him. He's certainly demanding the best out of those guys and holding them to account. And I think we saw the best of him the other night in that performance against star-studded Roosters side. So I'm going to go with Clemmer.
Okay, do you want to weigh in on this, Gordon?
If they're going to, we just spoke about Newcastle and whether they're title contenders, they're not without him. And I think that's how much he means to that club.
Yeah, that's a good one. I wrote down Fergo, Clemmer, Nicol Clodsted, Seguiaro, even though he's only played a couple. I think Seguiaro would be good. But Ryan Madison, mate, he was sitting at the Roosters, they were the premiers, you know, and he couldn't really get a go there, and he's gone and he's a chance of playing Origin. That's a buy. So if you can buy someone that's on the outer at a club that can't make first grade and turn him into an Origin player, it's a fair rap.
He played in the grand final. He was on the bench in the GF.
But he wasn't a consistent starting.
Couldn't crack the starting side. No. Yeah, the other one as well, Gordy, who's out injured at the moment, but really took the competition by storm early in the season, was John Bateman from the Raiders. Yeah, he was superb.
And all those really, English guys, aren't they?
Yeah, at the Raiders at the moment. It's real shame too. Josh Hodgson, we've just had it confirmed he needs surgery on a fractured thumb. He's going to be out for 6 to 8 weeks.
So their season, when you go
Bateman, Leilua, Rappin is out as well. And now Hodgson. Mm. And then they've lost Kotrick and they've lost White into Origin.
What about those Poms when they come out here and they say, mate, we're going to go out and play in Australia, and they're coming from the north of England and they don't see a lot of sun. Sometimes in the middle of winter, you see it for 20 minutes a day. They're thinking Gold Coast, Bondi Beach, and they go to Canberra in the middle of winter.
It's a perfect place.
No, mate, it's colder than England. Mate, I reckon Canberra's just a different cold. It's a colder place than England to play anyway, week in, week out, and to live. Anyway, why are you looking with that stupid look on your face?
I think, Ricky, on that, I think yesterday during the game, and obviously they were really disappointed with that loss against the Cowboys, but I'm pretty sure, wasn't Ricky on the sidelines just in a shirt?
I know. I know, mate, because I remember asking him one day, and he goes, oh, mate, no, we just put a bit of stuff in our water. You know what I mean? But it's cold for them, but it's just how you deal with it, mate. Yeah. They're just probably a little bit more used to it, training in it every week.
I think you left out Papali too.
Yeah. Oh. Did anyone say Corey Norman? You got Sean Lane was going good at Parra too.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll leave that there. And
Wayne Bennett. I know that you said Wayne Bennett's the best signing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
It was remiss.
How's your Wayne Bennett tattoo going?
Oh, it's nearly finished. The part of it that goes on my left bum cheek is done.
Yep.
So I've just got to go back to the tattooist tomorrow, and he'll draw the other half of Wayne's face on the right side of my bum. And I'll show it to you. It'll look fantastic.
But you can't wait to sit on it.
Well, it'll be the only time. Oh, dear. All right. Moving right along.
Well, you're the one that took it there.
Yeah. Oh, I took it there.
We didn't say,
we didn't say where it was.
It had to be on.
I was going to give you, Mungrel Boots said, give the best today a man of the match. I was going to give it to you, but no. Poor old Scoops over here. He's now had two. We're going to call him Two Scoops. He's done. He's broke two lots of news. He's broken the news.
Don't give me the Stephen Bradbury. Gordy deserves it today. He's been on fire.
Don't sell yourself short, Scoops.
Since when are you awarding man of the match awards?
Because when the boss told me to. Our producer Chica, we found out that he's big daddy's the chairman. Why do what he says now? Mm. You, first of all, were the first in the world to report that Nathan Cleary will be the New South Wales halfback.
Don't sell yourself short.
Then you back it up with the stuff that everybody wanted to know. Josh Hodgson, is he going to be out for an extended period? So you're James Hooper. We were going to call you Scoops. Now we're going to call you Two Scoops.
Or double Scoops.
Two Scoops for the price of one.
Exactly. That's what we're getting right now.
Number 71 on the our menu.
So I am just feeding them. That proud of you. I'm that proud of you today, Hoops. Hoops, Gerds, and so too, Gordy Tallis. We're going to come back with Melbourne leading the Dogs 8-0, and we're going to do a little bit of a look at today's game between the Sharks and the Dragons as Triple M rocks the footy.
For McDonald's. Triple M footy.
Well, this is Triple M NRL with Gordon Tallis, Ryan Girdler, James Hooper and Maroon. This is such an important game today for the St. George Illawarra Dragons, who despite a lot of adversity, started the season very well, the Dragons. But now here they are, 4 wins, 6 losses. And, you know, only got 3 teams under them on the competition ladder, up against, with injuries, probably the overachievers of the comp in the Sharks. Can the Dragons come back? Can they restore their season? Can they spark their season today, Gerds?
Well, they have to, don't they, after that embarrassment of a performance they put in last week. I mean, to be 38 points down at one point against Newcastle, we know Newcastle are playing well, but they're not going that well. And the week before, they were convincingly beaten by the Warriors. The weekend before that, it was the Eels. They got out to a decent lead and they were run down, and the Roosters got on the week before that. So that's 4 in a row. And when you have a look at the quality, especially through the middle of the field that they have there, it's an all-star pack. And that's where the games are won and lost. And we've seen it over the weekend, and the intent that the forwards go out and play with, it allows your dummy half to get out. It takes the pressure off your halves, and it just allows other players in your game, obviously, the ability to do what they need to do. And if they're playing off the back foot all the time, well, then they can't get them around the field. They've got a young 5'8 there in Jai Field that's struggling with his combination with Benny Hunt at the moment. They're trying a new fullback in Lomax, and Mary's he wielded the axe and got rid of Dufty and Ravawala. So he's made some changes. Hopefully that's going to spark some sort of performance today. But yeah, it's do or die for the Dragons.
Are you tipping them?
I think they can respond down there at Wynn. Yeah, I do. Watching the Sharks play last week against Manly, I thought Fifita carried an injury into that game, and I thought Pryor as well. Those guys didn't go about their business the way they usually do, and I just think if the Dragons can take full advantage of that today, they should get the job done.
It's been a long time since I've played in the local derby, but it's a form out the window type of game. It's like when Penrith play like Parramatta, and you look at the last 5 games, no matter where they are, I think there's only 6 or 8 points, you know, between the two sides. These two teams just always toss it up, and we've watched it in the past. It'll bring the best out in the Dragons, you know, whether they're good enough, but it'll bring, what it'll do is they'll pack their attitude. The Sharks, they've been gritty. Like, they've been fighting really hard for everything. You just think if the Dragons get it right, they should be too good down there. But they've got to get down and gritty with the Sharks. And there's no other day like today that can bring that out in the Dragons.
Mm. You tipping them?
Yeah, why not? Mate, I'm going to tip Illawarra today. I'd love them to run out in the Illawarra jersey too.
Okay. Well, they normally do, don't they?
Because I'm an Illawarra fan from way back.
The old Illawarra Steelers jersey. Maybe Stanley the Steeler will lead them out. And they could have the Kaiser Stool. Remember the Kaiser Stools?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Ah, great days.
What was that? What was Kaiser?
That was a brand of wine.
Oh, was it?
Brand of wine, yeah, back in the 80s.
Oh,
yeah.
Brand of Channel 9, eh?
Yeah.
Nice drop. Nice. I think about nice tannins and a nice little woody flavour to it.
Yeah, that's another thing we learned today. You know a little bit about wine, do you? I know that you drink the casks from Aldi, which would suggest that you are all over it.
Hey? Why? Look at you. Hey? Arms sitting there all crossed like you're tough and that. Fair dinkum.
Mate, like I'm listen tough to and that.
Yeah, you, mate, please. Mate, like a little bit of toilet paper.
How do you know I'm not a martial arts expert?
What in macrame? Seriously. Oh, mate. Oh, okay. What, so now you're Conor McGregor, are you?
Oh, mate. Well, listen, hey? I'll go home and run you a bath. How about that, Gordon?
Thank you very much, and I'll have a nice... Actually, I'll have a nice 4X gold.
Good on you. James, he's let us down today, James Hipper, but you haven't, mate. You have dead set earned your wage today. Who do you like, triceps, the Sharks or the Dragons?
Having listened to Gerds just then, yeah, I'm leaning slightly towards St. George Illawarra down there at home at Wynn. Not a lot of confidence, though, the way both sides have been playing the last few weeks.
All right.
Are we going to Queensland yet?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, okay. I think it was 1989, was it? The Broncos' first ever trophy was the Panasonic Cup against Wollongong.
Yeah, so that's right.
There's an old boys' lunch the Friday at Gambaro's after the State of Origin. So all the old boys want to come along. Chris Johns rang me the other day and I said I'd mention it on air. So come along. I think there's tables are limited. It's nearly sold out. So get there, and they're obviously remembering the Broncos' first ever trophy, which was 1989.
89.
Against Wollongong, and the Steelers come home. I think Brisbane got out to a 16-0 lead, and the Steelers were coming back. I think Andy Gregory was halfback, and they had a Hampson, I think, from like England as well, who was a fullback. And I remember sitting on the couch watching that. That was huge, Broncos' first ever.
3 years later, turned the tables then in the Tui's Challenge, where the Steelers took on the Broncos in the final at Tamworth. I think it was Tamworth. And they won their first title. Wow.
And I tell you, that was a big effort too from the Steelers in that midweek cup, because that year they actually finished with the wooden spoon in the competition, the Steelers.
But what year?
1989.
Okay.
89, that midweek cup year.
It goes well with the Kaiser.
They were great, the old Illawarra Steelers, weren't they? I was sad to see them merge. But anyway, onwards and upwards, as they say, boys. Mm. Some of the famous Steelers players. Have you got any names for us that you might want to mention while we bring up this? Dave Riolo, Rod Wishart, Brett Robble,
Mary McGuire.
Were they part of Walsh?
They weren't part Chris of that squad.
Walsh. Which, the 80, are you talking about the 89 or the 92?
Just in general. Just in general.
What about Dale Fritz?
Yeah.
Remember him?
John Simon.
Darren Fritz.
Michael Bolt, he owns half a woman.
Ian Russell.
Ian Russell, what a player. Mate, in Indigenous McGregor. Round.
Dougie Delaney.
What about the great man?
Alan Rod Henniger.
Chucky Henniger.
He coached you,
didn't he? Coached me in 21.
What
he
about Keith Cole?
He might
what about Keith Cole?
Yeah, the great Keithy Cole, still running
big
around.
Big legend, Keithy Cole.
Les Morrison.
Michael Carberry, Greg Mack, the late Greg Mackey, Dean Skiffoletti. They were a great old side. Anyway,
Who's the winner that got in a fight with Wendell and that on the... Darren Smith and Wendell got in a fight at Wollongong one day. Anyway, the winger punched shit out of Wendell.
Well, I was at a game at the old Wollongong showground, and there was a fight between, I think it might have been Brett Robble and one of the McGuinness boys. It was fair dinkum handbags at 10 paces.
You just had any opportunity you get to have a shot at Brett Robble. What is it with you and him?
Robble threw a punch at McGuinness that still hasn't landed, but the beautiful thing was, Stanley the Steeler.
Yeah.
Stanley the Steeler Avenger runs on from the sideline, breaks him up.
He got suspended for that. The first mascot
did he
ever
really?
Get suspended. Yeah.
How good, Stanley?
I don't know how long did he get?
I think he got 2 weeks, but it was great entertainment there in Wollongong that day. Well, look, we could go on and on.
I'm going to call them Steelers today.
Yeah, righto. Do that. I dare you to do that. I don't think you will.
That's that's a really big dare coming from you.
Gordon, that's just about enough. We'll see you during the call this afternoon. Have a great call, Gerds.
Thanks, Anthony.
Hoops, mate. Just to you, mate. Thanks for your efforts today.
Thanks, double scoops.
Triple M rocks the footy.